broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We are indeed live for the day after Christmas. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable for December 26th in the year of our Lord 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had an incredible Christmas weekend. Focused on God, family, and country, in that order as well. Now, a well-known Christmas song, one of the best performances or deliveries of that song ever, Wham! George Michael, ladies and gentlemen. We've got some sad news to start out the broadcast today. I know it's the Christmas season. People get lonely, and a lot of people die around the holidays. George Michael passed away yesterday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, George Michael passed away yesterday on Sunday. They say he passed away a heart failure at 53 years old. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing well. He's not the only one that passed away that we'll get to in mere seconds, but man, what a music icon he was. Some of his songs a little salacious. However, one of the best voices, in my humble opinion, in rock and roll ever. One of the best voices in rock and roll, that's for sure, in my humble opinion. George Michael started out his career kind of unknown. Got well known after his stint with Wham. Then he embarked on an incredible solo career, singing rock and roll music. But then his later years started to sing a lot of songs like Michael Bublé type music and others. Very, very good singer. Spent a lot of his time teaching others to sing as well. Spent a lot of time teaching children to sing. And I know he's got his problems. I get all that. That's what happens with stardom oftentimes if you're not anchored with your testimony of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you right now, it's very difficult to sing like that. What an incredible singer. Well known, sang alongside Elton John. Just, wow. All right, welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're absolutely doing marvelous. There's another passing that is very sad in addition to remembering George Michael, remembering Mills Crenshaw. Kurt Crosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir. Hope you and your family had an absolutely delightful Merry Christmas. By the way, before Kurt chimes in, I wasn't even ready to celebrate Christmas until the Crosby family dropped off a cheese ball at my house. They got famous cheese balls, folks. They're phenomenal. Anyway, they dropped that dude off, and I went, yeah, man, it's Christmas. So you got to like that. One of my favorite treats for Christmas, by the way. Hi, Kurt. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad. All that good
all
stuff.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, so two people passed away, different genres completely. One, an incredible singer, mm-hmm. George Michael with Wham. Another one, though, is Mills Crenshaw. Remembering Mills Crenshaw, a well-known talk show host, a personal friend. By the way, I spent time with Mills about 2 months ago. I spent half a day with him. And we were talking about some radio things that he was working on, and he wanted my help with some consulting and some details. And anyway, we did that. And anyway, I appreciate Mills. He lived a long life, did a great job on many fronts, and we've known him for probably, I don't know, 20-plus years. Just a great guy. Anyway, he was 80 years old. He passed away. Lived a good, long, healthy life. He was well-known for his martial arts capabilities, well-known for being in incredible shape. For an older gentleman, they say he died of age-related issues or whatever. Anyway, remembering Mills Crenshaw, but he was also known for something else pretty incredible, Kurt. People say that we don't make a difference in talk radio, huh?
Well, that's right, Sam. And, you know, at least when you look at what he did in this, I guess you could say, the little corner of the world, you know, where we live here in the Rocky Mountain, Utah area. You know, he put some fear into some of the bureaucrats and used that little, AM station at the time to do some amazing stuff. It's KTKK, AM 630. And the Salt Lake City area, you know, and he did some amazing stuff, helping to bring a little bit more sanity on the whole tax situation in Utah, as well as, you know, waking people up to the idea that, hey, he who owns the media makes the rules, and this point that, you know, if you participate and use the media that you have, even if it's a small, you know, that's what people would say about K-Talk, you know, a small station. Well, it, you know, has done amazing things over the years, I think.
Amen to that. Now, they said some things about Mills Crenshaw that I found fascinating. They really talked about an incredible event back in 1987 that he was well known mm-hmm. for. They say the voice behind the massive Utah anti-tax protest rally. The guy who wrote this is Paul Rowley for Deseret News. And anyway, no, I guess the Salt Lake Tribune. Sorry.
Salt Lake Tribune, yeah. Tribune. Yeah.
Anyway, but what I don't like about this is they say tax protest. No, no, no.
Yeah.
When you dig into the story, you begin to understand that everybody was fine. Then they did an incredible tax hike.
Yeah, yeah, good point.
A huge tax hike.
$300 million tax increase.
For education.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's a chunk, $300 million. And, you know, I think people just had it up to there. And
yes.
Mills Crenshaw basically just kind of fanned the flame, according to this
Well, let's make it clear. See, one of the things that people do in stories, and they mean well, and you're doing mm-hmm. it too, Kurt. I end up doing it, and I don't mean to.
Yeah.
But I don't like the words we use, fan the flame, as if we're starting
yeah.
some kind of a
Those
problem.
Those are his words, yeah.
I know. I'm just saying. So these are the problems with this. Look, what happened was the government tried to raise taxes by $300 million for an unconstitutional item such as government education.
Yep.
And so Mills Crenshaw literally, you know, took calls on this subject, and he realized it was such a hot topic that the American people mm-hmm. were just incensed. That he really, in my humble opinion, tapped righteous indignation and appropriate patriotism to reject the tax hike. In fact, he got 7,000 people to march at the Utah State Capitol to where the governor was afraid to show his face. Okay, they say this anti-tax drumbeat. No, it wasn't an anti-tax drumbeat at all. It was a pro-proper rule of government effort, a patriotic effort, big time. And so all I'm saying is I'm even guilty of this, Kurt. I don't mean to criticize anybody except to say we use all these wrong words to put it in perspective that, hey, Mills was some kind of a radical and everybody was just, you know, attacking the government. And okay, none of that's true. The American people exercise their First Amendment right to express displeasure with a belligerent, extreme, greatest tax hike in history. And the people said no. And Mills Crenshaw, who just passed away, a good friend of ours, led the fight to stop government overreach. Let's put it in that perspective and talk about it in a second.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking. And I've like tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking because my mom sends those things out. And she's like, it's in here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, George Michael on your radio.
I can't lie. No more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm
I know, don't tell me, Sam, you're wrong. This is an Elton John tune because this is George Michael. He just passed away yesterday at 53 years old of a heart failure. Later in the song, he introduces Elton John. This is an Elton John piece, but George Michael sang it with him plenty of times, was on stage and introduced him in the middle of the concert. The crowd went absolutely nuts. Save myself. Best-known rock and roll songs in history. George Michael, ladies and gentlemen, singing with Elton John. Elton John's about to be introduced. He passed away. Tragic scenario. Our buddy Mills Crenshaw passed away, also well-known Utah talk show host, on the air for, what, 50 years, Kurt? A long time, my friend.
Yep, that's right. And, you know,
but anyway, I don't like the words that are used. Is the problem, you know, hey, these tax protests. Look, the government was out of control. The biggest tax hike in history over education of Mills and the American people said absolutely not to that. Right, Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. And I mean, you know, anybody else can protest. They burn cars and, you know, buildings. But, you know, they show up to state capitol and they're a bunch of tax protesters.
Which is false. It is true they did not want a belligerent, out of control, unprecedented tax hike. That's true. And anyway, Mills Crenshaw did a great job. Literally shut it down. The governor didn't even want to show his face.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, like one lady, Jenna Lee Tobias, she's pretty famous herself, and she said he had a golden voice. Yeah, she said he had a golden voice. It was just the kind of voice that made you believe whatever he said, he could really motivate people.
So they're talking about a phone call that Mills Crenshaw was on. He says that an older lady called, and he says, I've learned after being about on the air for about a decade or so, one of the times when you're a talk show host, you just shut up and listen. And he said, I listened to this lady, and she was emotional once she got her voice again. She said, I don't know what I'm going to do. The woman called in and said, I don't know what to do. Everyone seems to be behind this tax increase. I don't know how I'm going to buy food and pay my taxes at the same time. See, this is what drives these kind of rejections of government overreach, folks. Crenshaw said that he listened and then the phone lines lit up. For weeks, nobody wanted to talk about anything else. Anyway, they tried to say that was the peak of talk radio in Utah. See, I disagree with that view. They say besides his career, he was an incredible businessman also, Kurt. And anyway, anything else on this?
You know, when you look at it, at least on this comment about this Utah's talk radio or whatever, well, you know, it goes back to what you've taught us for so long, Sam, is he who owns the media makes the rules. In Utah's talk radio genre, if you will, you know, there's just really been very little real, I guess you could say, freedom in that area, because typically the biggest stations, you know, the ones that can reach the most people, have been owned and controlled, well, by people who are, if you will, kind of like Mitt Romney, you know, when it comes to the whole government,
kind of stuff,
you know. Yeah, and, you know, they don't want guys like Mills Crenshaw and others, you know, like us, for example, really to be accessible to the people, because, you know, like when Mills was accessible, you saw what happened. they don't get their way. Like it says later, somebody called him the Rush Limbaugh of Utah. That was a longtime Republican strategist, Dave Hansen. But just imagine if he had been, I guess you could say, available to all of Utah, you know, like so many other hosts, if you will, milquetoast kind of hosts are available to many Utahns. And then other areas as well. And, you know, it's the old he who owns the media makes the rules thing, right, Sam?
That's for sure. One of the things to think about is this. You know, we're kind of the same, Kurt. I'm not telling you we're important or anything else, but what I'm saying is, you know, people kind of get their days in the sun, and this was one great day or great time for Mills Crenshaw. And he was very good talk show host. He did have a golden voice. He sounded great on the radio, by the way. But what I liked about Mills Crenshaw is he never became a rock star. What I mean by that is, look, you could go to the studio or get on the phone and call Mills Crenshaw anytime. And he never let it really go to his head that I could tell in a big way. I could always call Mills Crenshaw when I wanted. He'd remember me and he'd remember my name and he'd say, "Hey, Sam, what's happening? What can I do for you?" And he was always available, Kurt. I mean, you spent a few times with Mills, and, you know, he was always accessible, wasn't he?
Well, and one of the things that kept him that way, at least in my opinion, was simply the fact that he chose not to, I mean, we don't know about this, but he may have been offered, you know, bigger gigs, if you will, and the kind like you've been offered where they said, "Hey, you know, if you're going to do this, then you've got to only say certain things. You can't talk about, you know, X, Y, Z, like in your case, God can't be brought up."
And in the case of Glenn Beck, as he tells the story from Fox, even, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's what you know, at least one of the things we wanted to remind folks of is with Mills's passing. Remember again, you know, the key things to remember here is how much one guy, you know, with some help from a lot of people, made a difference, and how much, in my opinion, could be done if people, you know, were to participate.
Now, this is an example, too. Yeah. Just think if one, that lady wasn't interested in politics, listening to the radio, deciding to call in, expressing her concerns. Then if Mills wasn't in his place, being able to tell the tale of liberty on K-Talk Radio. All I'm telling you is you put all those pieces together, and I'm not really necessarily trying to praise Mills. What I'm telling you is when we work together, what a difference it makes. And I'm telling you that Mills Crenshaw was a humble man. He was a nice guy. I liked him, and I spent time with him. And I'm convinced that he was a true gentleman. And I bet he's fighting for liberty on the other side. But he stopped the tax increase. Just think of what Utah or America would be like if we let all these tax increases go through. My goodness gracious. Hold on, folks.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Rabbi Levi Shem Tov, Executive Vice President of American Friends of Lubavitch, used the occasion of the National Hanukkah Menorah Lighting Ceremony to condemn the recent UN resolution that criticized Israeli settlements, and he also criticized the Obama administration for abstaining rather than exercising its Security Council veto. The Obama administration's representative at the event, Acting Treasury Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence Adam Subin, used his remarks to comment on the menorah being a symbol of fighting darkness with light. Playing upon those comments, Rabbi Shem Tov recalled those words being spoken to a particular man by the late Rabbi Menachem Schneerson, the leader of the Lubavitcher movement. The Rebbe told him, "You are working in a place where there is great grief and darkness, but remember that in that place of darkness you can only counter it by lighting a candle, by creating light," Shem Tov reflected. That man was Benjamin Netanyahu, and he was at the time the ambassador to the United Nations. Netanyahu, of course, is the incumbent Israeli prime minister and has had very pronounced disagreements with the Obama administration. Referring to Friday's 14-0 UN Security Council vote on the resolution condemning Israeli settlements in the disputed territories, Shem Tov commented, "I know that some of us are so sad at what happened there with regard to Israel." The event marked the first full day of the annual 8-day celebration of Hanukkah.
If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, "Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about?" Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Come along, I want to see your hands. Okay, who remembers 1984? If you're lucky enough to be young enough not to remember 1984, then just turn and look at the person next to you. Imagine them with 4 or 5 times more hair, and you have the 80s. Can we sing this one together, please?
George Michael passed away, ladies and gentlemen, on Sunday. Our buddy Mills Crenshaw passed away on Sunday. It's certainly a time for remembrance now, isn't it? It's a time to think about how we make a difference in the world and what kind of a difference we make. Thinking of the end of the year and the beginning of the new year, 2017, coming up in mere days. Time to think about your relationships, huh? All right, we got to move along. Well known for a lot of music. You may not even know who George Michael is if you're not a music buff. But I'm telling you, you've heard him everywhere, even if you don't realize it.
Won't you tell me?
All right, there you have it. That song about a woman, or a girl, I should say, wants everything she sees. He's saying, "Man, I can't make that happen. I just don't have enough to give." And talking about a young couple trying to work out a relationship, not thinking through their commitments and being selfish and not dedicated enough to what matters most, Kurt.
Yeah, and by the way, as far as I know, he died, a few days before Christmas, Mills Crenshaw did. I don't know exactly the time, but, you know, basically he passed away in this time of the year. And
they say it was just complications based on age, I guess, which I don't really understand that, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they at least that's what sometimes they say when they really don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Because you got to come up with something if you're a physician. Otherwise, people might think you don't know what you're talking about.
Good point.
right, I found that fascinating. By the way, a quick recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. We were live. We talked about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Yeah. And the Rockettes are set to perform at the Donald Trump inauguration. That's phenomenal news, in my opinion. Singing the music of America is one of the things we do best. We are honored to be able to serve our country by providing music for the inauguration of our next president, along with singing at several presidential inaugurations. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir has sung for 5 additional U.S. presidents, so 11 of some of the most recent presidents in history. The choir's participation continues its long tradition of performing for U.S. presidents of both parties, inaugurations, and in other settings, and is not an implied support of party affiliation and or politics. It's a demonstration of our support for freedom, civility, and the peaceful transfer of power. Boy, do I like that. What a powerful statement. All right, Amazon was offering free 2-hour shipping in select cities. That was a tremendous disruptive reality. We also had on Richard Mack the second hour. It was a pretty mellow show. We didn't talk too hardcore about politics. We talked more about Christmas and family and music. And anyway, we talked about 7-Eleven convenience items delivered by drone in America. We talked about a customer blesses waitress that was pregnant. $900 tip. What a blessing for her family. China tycoon now moving jobs to the United States. Citing high taxes in China. Wow. We also talked about Scranton police decide to secret Santa citizens during traffic stops. Amber Randall, Daily Caller, doing a great job. So basically, you know, pull you over and say, all right, you know what? You get a present from the police. A little different from the cops want to kill everybody and their racist ideas, huh? All right. Anyway, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place Friday. It's available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player, live and on demand at your fingertips. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel, libertynewsradio.com. Available, incredible talk show host lineup at your fingertips. All right, Kurt. So we remembered George Michael. We remembered Mills Crenshaw. Long before the Tea Party, he was taking it to the government. To hold them accountable, Kurt. One of the, in my opinion, things we need to do best.
Well, and, you know, if you compare these two guys, you know, at least George Michael, the sad thing about him, at least in my opinion, when you look at what could have been for him, I mean, he had great fame and fortune and all that kind of stuff. But when you look at his real... what I would say is lasting, you know, the reasons that you're here in life, you know, you got some real sad stuff, you know, we're talking about personal family life and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you compare those two guys and there's very few people in the world, you know, comparatively that would know about Mills Crenshaw. And I'd say, you know, I
would say his impact was greater on a more important level.
Good point, yeah.
I would also say he lives his life, in my opinion, in a much more exemplary manner. George Michael had all kinds of problems with drugs, all kinds of problems with self-esteem and everything else. The guy had a lot of problems, and I don't denote that. I bring the two up side by side for a reason. That, you know what, you can be rich and famous and super popular, and at the end of the day you can say, wow, you sang a bunch of cool sounding tunes, like a Michael Jackson or a George Michael or some of these guys. Or you can go down in history and say, look, I was a family man. I did my best to hold government accountable. Remember, our purpose for the broadcast is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. And you know what? Comparatively speaking, Mills Crenshaw was not famous at all, Kurt. But I submit to you, it mattereth not is the whole point. That's the whole point. That's why I bring these two characters up side by side, because you know what? I mean, if you live in Utah, you might know about Mills Crenshaw. you probably don't even. But at the same time, you say, who's George Michael? And people say, I don't know. And then you're like, have you heard of Last Christmas by Wham? Oh, of course. And pretty soon everybody knows, right? Well, I would submit to you that Mills Crenshaw did so many wonderful things in his 80-year life. He lived a personal life of example, and he really worked hard and did his best. George Michael lived a life virtually of a train wreck. He just happened to be an incredibly talented singer in spite of it all and became famous. And so I'm not really here to praise George Michael, except for I will say he had one of the best voices. And in his later life, he learned to live a little bit more careful. In his later life, he did spend some time teaching youth how to sing and some things. So he did some good things, but just imagine what he could have been. Kurt's point is correct. And I bring that up in light of most of these rock stars won't even perform at the Trunk inauguration, Kurt. But the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and the Rockettes say, it's not about who's president. It's not about whether we like or dislike or agree or disagree. It's not a political discussion. It's about one of the things we do best, singing the songs of patriotism for freedom, for civility, and for the peaceful transfer of power. See, in my opinion, Kurt, you may not ever even know the names of people who are in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir or the Rockettes. But I would submit to you their contributions to the world are incredible. And thus, we kind of digress a little bit and say the hosts on Liberty News Radio, or Sam and Kurt, we may never be well known. Kurt, it mattereth not if we stand for the principles that do matter. If we, like a Boy Scout, leave the campsite cleaner than we found it. In other words, our lives are dedicated to making a difference, leaving the world a better place than we found it. That's all that matters, Kurt. Any final thoughts on Mills Crenshaw? But I agree. Yeah, Mills Crenshaw's life was a tremendous success.
You know, anyway, both sad deals, but it helps us remember. And I heard a few of the later broadcasts of Mills Crenshaw, and many times he would be focused more on for example, some stories about the afterlife and, you know, things like that. And I think you begin to focus on some of those things. You know, he was willing to talk about things that are not typically okay in the media.
But they were okay for Mills, and they're okay with us. Yeah. And by the way, that's what happens when you get older. You start to reflect on that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
great idea to lead your audience into those thoughts as well, because it might help you change your behavior and be a little kinder, a little more civil, a little more gentle, a little more like the Prince of Peace, whose season we celebrate, huh?
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, always on your radio. So, it's amazing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of times these rock stars make a lot of mistakes in their lives, as George Michael did, because they don't really have great family lives from the get-go. They don't know better, if you will. Now, I'm not blaming it on, they know better to some degree. But when you get that fame, when you get that, you know, lifestyle going on, it's very hard to change. But you know what? George Michael, to his credit, did start to focus on, in my opinion, a lot more meaningful music, learned to be a lot more involved in kind of the theater aspect of things, a lot more valuable music. That's a well-known Michael Bublé song that many people have sung it, but George Michael singing that tune. So, you know, he did progress in his life to some degree. Here's the point. Correct principles always work in someone's life. And whether you're Mills Crenshaw, living the correct principles your whole life and have an 80-year record, in my opinion, of a servant of God, of a patriot to the highest order, of a family man, or whether you have a George Michael who struggles to get there, we need to understand it's the principles that matter. It doesn't matter if I'm right, if I'm wrong. I have my own opinions to which I'm entitled, but you know what? They don't matter. Even if Sam's wrong, the truth shall make us free. The principles are correct. It's up to Sam and George Michael and Mills Crenshaw and Kurt Crosby and ultimately you to discover those principles and to learn to apply them in your life. Kurt, isn't that what it's about?
That's about it, Sam, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize it's that simple.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. All right. Moving right along, Kurt, it turns out there's some developments on Barack Hussein's fake birth certificate. Fake Obama birth certificate was an inside job. Government officials were involved, writes Bob Unruh for WND.com. And now there's evidence of Barack's faith birth certificate heading to Congress. Now, there's all good news pieces because we're finding out the truth. But do you think these people have the guts to do anything about it, Kurt?
I wish I did. I just simply think so many of them have just so little, I guess you could say, real courage and, you know, the real, ability to call a spade or, you know, to say the king's not... You know, he's buck naked. He's not wearing a suit of new clothes. just to tell it like it is, you know? Wouldn't it be nice to have more truthers everywhere?
Wow. All right. Well, anyway, I bring that up. Our prayers are that we do get the truth on this, that we hold accountability to Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein. Fake Obama birth certificate was an inside job. That's some serious allegations, folks. We better get to the bottom of them in America. If enough Americans jumped in like the Mills Crenshaw scenario, just think what we could do, Kurt. We've already been attacked by Hillary Clinton and all the right-wing watch organizations and Media Matters and all the Clinton, George Soros entities for change have already attacked us. They claim we're nobody on one hand and that we don't matter, but yet they attack us relentlessly, proving just the opposite. They're afraid of us, folks, and they know it. All right. Twitter got caught now, Kurt, in the same big trouble as Facebook. Eric Lieberman writes the piece, dailycaller.com. Looks like Twitter overcharged marketers as much as 35% after a bug was found in their Android app, which inflates the video advertising metric. Anyway, I guess they had to issue refunds to the advertisers. And related, Twitter suspends their CEO as same as, quote, alt-right purge. Kurt, these organizations are just melting down. Now, they claim it was just a glitch. But I asked a friend of mine in an email, Kurt, and you saw this the other day. Look, you could say it's a glitch, and that specific instance may have been a glitch. However, it's like the cancer industry or the fight on cancer industry or the Kidney Foundation or some of these large entities, right? The muscular dystrophy organizations. They literally bring in billions and billions and billions of dollars to supposedly fight these things. Do you think they're eventually going to get it right, Kurt, and just shut down and say, golly, thank heavens we fought cancer and won. Thank heavens we actually have literal media count now and we don't need... These people aren't going to shut it down. They're just going to go to the next way to scam.
Well, that's how con men do things, Sam. I wish that, by saying that, I don't mean that good people that put on, for example, like the pink, walk or whatever, or some of the nice little things in your area to help, you know, cancer people, patients or whatever, are, you know, part of the evil conspiracy or whatever. But what I do say is that, you know, ask yourself these simple questions. You know, yeah, years and years ago when, in my opinion, the big money wasn't involved in medicine, if there was a sickness, I don't care if it was polio or whatever it was, hey, you know, they'd work and find a solution for it. And yet now, you know, these pretty much, whether it's diabetes, you know, go on down the list, they're just things that people have to, quote, live with. And, the big medical world, man, just gobbles up all huge amounts of real estate and properties and just money simply because... Hey, they do it even with the blessings of big, in my opinion, bad government, you know. So it's sad to see.
Yes, but it's expected. Because there's so much money in it that very few people are really for the truth. So not only did Twitter overcharge marketers, they claimed that it was a mishap. They corrected it. They, paid everybody back. They apologized. But I submit to you that they just got caught, Kurt. They had to suspend their CEO at the same time they did a, quote, alt-right purge. So much for freedom of speech, huh? Now, Facebook admitted back in September that they, quote, misled advertisers. Now, see, if it was Donald, they'd say he lied. If it was Sam, they'd say he lied. With Facebook, though, they're just like, oh, there was an unintentional misleading of advertisers. See how they lie? But Facebook had to admit back in September that they lied. The average viewing time for video advertisements was inflated, Kurt. The social media was forced to apologize for the, quote, mishap. And They had to end up hiring outside programming help, they say, to hone its calculations. Wow. So, but I submit to you, they'll be at it again, Kurt. And let me tell you how I know this. What happens if all of a sudden the numbers for Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio, or talk show hosts they don't want to promote are just doing incredible and their numbers are tanking? They're just going to be like, oh my gosh, we're tanking. The new media is taking center stage. What the heck are we going to do? We don't know what to do. Or do you think they're going to spoof the numbers, Kurt? What if they're losing money advertising-wise big time and they've got to work on making sure they maintain those advertisers? They're going to spoof the numbers. They're going to play with the metrics. They're going to do it. They've done it all the time. It happens in election fraud. Volkswagen did it to try to stay alive. Okay, everybody does it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's acceptable. Now, when I say everybody does it, I'm talking about the mainstream press, the fake news peddlers. They do that stuff. We don't. I don't give a rip if five people listen to the program, Kurt. Why? Because I'm not interested in being famous. I love to go to the store with my wife and have no one recognize me. I'm cool with that. I don't need fame. I don't want that. You know, I could have moved to New York City or Chicago or L.A. and hired a, what do they call those guys, an agent and stuff like that. And if I was willing to take direction from the mainstreamers about how to be in the media, I could probably be, you know, a little bit bigger talk show host than I am now. But I'm not interested. I don't care. I don't want that. I want to live in little old backwoods Utah. And I want to spend time with my family. And I want to walk around with virtual complete anonymity. And I want to make the biggest influence I can to promote the principles of God, family, and country, and the protections of life, liberty, and property. And if I educate in a way that brings people to Christ, if I educate in a way that people know that I believe in Christ, and I'm here to testify that He lives, and I'm here to set an example towards the belief in and love of and involvement in family, the fundamental unit of society, and I can go down in history as a patriot who truly believed in the wonderful blessings, the principles that brought America about, that provides the most freedom to more people in the history of the world than anywhere else. That's what I want to be known for. And if you want to leave my name out of it and make sure people have inculcated in their hearts and in their minds the principles of liberty, count me in. Hour one in the can. Two coming up, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsdaily.com, libertynewsradio.com. We declare this nation shall endure.